Okay. I'm sitting here with my wife, Susie, and she's going to be interviewing her mother, Doris. Doris is going to be 91, 92, and on November 28th. So I'll ask each one of you to state your name, where you were born, and then you can start asking questions.
Hi, I'm Susie Smith. I was born in Portsmouth, Virginia.
My name is Doris Johnson, and I was born in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, we'll start with the first question.
Tell me about your first boyfriend.
Oh, let's see. The really very first one?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked a boy when I was in grammar school. He was a Jewish boy, and his name was Eli Bass. And we were in about the second or third grade at Sackett Street School. And of course, that didn't entail anything. I don't can't even remember if he liked me, but I remember liking him. That was the first boy I ever realized you might have an attraction to. Boys.
So was there an issue? I mean, did you think about him being Jewish at all?
Oh,
Or did that occur to you?
no. Not at all. I just know that he was Jewish. But we were such a mixed in that neighborhood. It was everything, huh? Italians, Jews, us, just lots of Catholics, who of course are many different races, and I never thought about him being Jewish. He was just a cute little boy, and I liked him.
So,
Why I even remember what his name is, I don't know, but it's got some significance, I guess, that I remember it, because that was a long time ago.
did you have another boyfriend, like when you were older, like when you were also meeting Dad?
Well, before Dad, I had a boy that took me to the prom my senior year in high school. I was 16 then. His name was Robert Miner. Miner. Later on, he married my best friend's sister. But he, unbeknownst to my mother and father, some nights when I was babysitting, he'd take the bus from where he lived over to where I was babysitting, and we'd sit on the front porch and talk. That was when I was probably 15, I don't know. But my mother got wind of that, I don't know how, and she said, "You can't do that anymore." I didn't know it was wrong. Anyway, that was one. I always liked a boy in high school named Prescott Marsh. He was the nicest boy, but he didn't like me. I just had a crush on him. He did come to the house a few times, and we played ping pong. But it would be with a group of kids. And that's all the ones I can remember in high school. After high school, I think when I was going to the Edgewood Secretarial School, Lillian and I were going out with two different boys. One of them had a car, and I went with his buddy. His name was Harold. I can't even remember his last name, but I didn't like him very much. And before Dad, I went out with a few different, when I was working downtown in the insurance company, different ones would ask me to go out with their boyfriend's buddy or something, and I went out with a few boys, but none that I remember at all. Except I remember that boy from Cape Cod that came all the way to my house. And that was back when I was only 13 or 14. We wrote letters. I met him at a carnival in Wellfleet. I was there with my mother and father. And he took an attraction to me, I don't know why, and we decided to write to each other, and I did. And before I knew it, he showed up in Rhode Island one day after school at the bus where the bus let me out that day. I was shocked. But that didn't amount to anything. I just told him I couldn't see him he went back home, I guess. That's all the boys I can think of.
He broke his heart.
Well, I wrote to quite a few boys that they were service people, and people would give me their name and I'd write to them. But that was all I ever did. I didn't ever meet them, some of them. They were just lonely and wanted somebody to write to them.
So when did you know that you loved Dad?
Oh, pretty soon after I met him. My girlfriend Shirley was going with a sailor named Tex. He was from Texas. And he had a buddy, which was Dad. And she told him to bring his buddy the next time and we could all go out. And that's how I met him. She worked at the same insurance company I worked at. So we went out, I can't even remember where. And he kept calling me and coming to see me. And about 6 months later, we decided that we loved each other. But I was so young, and my father did not want me to even get engaged, never mind married. But eventually we did. And we got married.
So
we went together almost 2 years before we got married.
So my next question is, what did your mom and dad say when you told them you wanted to get married?
Oh. Well, we ran off and got married, you know.
Oh.
Oh, didn't you know that?
Probably.
Okay. We got married and didn't tell them. And it was quite a shock when we finally told them. But you got to tell them sometime. We arranged that when my grandmother went to bed that night, we'd tell them. So when she went upstairs to bed, I know I got white as a sheet because my mother told me I did. And Dad did all the talking. And that's that story.
How much longer after you got married? Was it the same day or was it?
Oh, no. It was quite a while later because I was pregnant. Uh-huh. I had to tell them, you know, pretty soon, or they were going to obviously know. Anyway, it was probably 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember exactly. But then soon after that, I quit working also. They didn't like pregnant women working in those days. So I didn't work anymore. They had funny rules.
So who was at your wedding?
My best friend, Connie Mills. At that time, she was my best friend. She went to Edgewood Secretarial School, too. That's where I met her. And she worked at the same insurance company I worked at. And a friend of Dad's named, I don't know, he was from New York City. I could look and see what his name is on my marriage license, but I can't remember it right now. And he's who Dad went when we had Victory Day, August 6th, 1945. Dad and he went to New York together and celebrated. And I didn't I didn't hear from him for several days, about nearly a week, and I was really worried. I was afraid he wasn't going to call me anymore or something, you know. But that turned out all right.
So what is a fond memory that you have of me as a little girl?
As a little girl? Oh, I think, let me think about this one a minute.
Has to be a good memory.
Oh, they were all good. I just think of you on your first day of school. You looked so cute. You had on a dress, I think it was a purple check dress that I made for you. And you were standing beside the carport on Marlene Avenue with Jim. And I photographed you on that day. That picture is here somewhere, I think. I just thought you were so cute. I'd fixed your hair all curly and made it look nice. And you had your shoes all polished and sent you off to school. You were a very good child. Both of you were. All of you were. I never had a lot of problems with my kids. I yelled at you a lot, I know that. Maybe that's why. I wish I hadn't, but I did. Anyway. I'll try to think of something else, too.
Is there anything that you would like to add to Susie?
Oh, I just thank all of you for even being interested in my earlier life and wanting to do this. It was very thoughtful and kind. Thank you.